1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Surrendering to federal authorities in Los Angeles on Friday, Ipe Mizuhara, former interpreter for baseball superstar Shohei Ohtani. Mizuhara facing bank fraud charges, accused of stealing $16 million from Ohtani.
Mr. Mizuhara had access to that bank account, and he refused to give access to Mr. Ohtani's other professional advisors, including his agent, his accountant, and his financial advisor. And he told them that Mr. Ohtani wanted to keep that account private.
Authorities say Mizuhara used the money to pay gambling debts. Donald Trump's allies in Congress reduced the length of a reauthorized Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act from the usual 5 years to 2, House vote Friday. In Wisconsin's Dane County, a police chase ended with an armed standoff and 2 deaths. Alexander Grunke killed, as was a 13-year-old girl authorities say was his girlfriend. Investigators say police did not fire their guns. This is ABC News. Everyone waiting for Iranian retaliation for the suspected Israeli airstrike on an Iranian consulate in Syria that killed a top military commander. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has been working the phones, asking counterparts in Turkey, China, and Saudi Arabia to urge Iran to de-escalate. Spokesman Matthew Miller.
We have also engaged with European allies and partners over the past few days and urged them as well to send a clear message to Iran that escalation is not in Iran's interest, it's not in the region's interest, and it's not in the world's interest.
During a budget hearing, FBI Director Christopher Wray outlined the scope of efforts to stop fentanyl.
He says for the last 2 years,
the FBI seized enough fentanyl to kill 270 million American people. And that gives you a sense of the scale of what we're up against.
Wray says they need more help from the Mexican government as well as the Chinese government. He says there are bad actors in China supplying cartels with chemicals used to make the drug.
ABC's Perry Russum. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Busted pencils.
We'll keep talking about it because it is an important thing happening in our world and in our culture, whether you're in education or in any field. It's part of your day-to-day right now. Like, hey, what's the role AI is going to play in this?
We give every assignment the kids turn in, we put it through AI detectors. There's no ability for a student to opt out of the surveillance.
Busted pencils, weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin teachers are leaving the profession at an alarming rate. That's according to the Department of Public Instruction's workforce report for 2022. The report also says teacher pay in real dollars has dropped 20% over the past 12 years. Changes for the better at Wisconsin's youth prisons. Limits on pepper spray, restraints, and strip searches correlate with better behavior. Deputy Corrections Secretary Jared Hoy tells a state Senate committee that's not all.
Staff morale was exceptionally good overall at the time of the visit. A review of video over the reporting period showed staff regularly engaging with youth. Staff were extremely friendly.
New rules on a trial basis at Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake schools since February could become permanent this year. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Bucks beat the Magic. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks will be without Giannis Antetokounmpo for the remainder of the regular season due to that calf muscle injury, but that didn't stop them last night from beating the Orlando Magic.
It was great. We had a lot of energy, active hands, but I just liked how we played together defensively.
Doc Rivers, the Bucks went on to beat Orlando 117-99. Baseball, despite a steady rain in Cincinnati, the Brewers beat the Reds again, this time 7-2. Wade Miley, back from a sore shoulder, did fine through 4 innings. Today's game was rained out. The NFL selected the Packers to play the Eagles in Brazil. Week one in September, I asked Mark Murphy if he's ever been to Brazil.
I have not, but we sent, about a week ago, we sent seven people down. The league sent people from Philadelphia, Cleveland, and Green Bay because they hadn't made a decision yet. So, yeah, got a lot of feedback. Yeah, we're looking forward to it.
As Packers president Mark Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers continuing to look likely here in the overnight. Clouds and breezy northwest winds. Looking at mid-40s by sunrise. Any early morning showers ending Friday. Skies turning mostly sunny. Breezy with highs in the low to mid-50s. Currently 49 degrees.
Friday on Matt Nair on Air. We recombobulate with Dan Schaefer at 10:33. In the 11 o'clock hour, all thanks entertainment with Nightlight's Pete Schwabba. Don't miss it.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. In a move that officials touted, I'm quoting here from the Washington Post, Perry Stein, that officials touted as the most significant increase in American gun regulation in decades, the Justice Department has finalized rules to close a loophole that allowed people to sell firearms online, at gun shows, and at other informal venues without conducting background checks on those who purchased them. This is a big deal. The rules, which will take effect in 30 days, Republicans have already filed a lawsuit against this, by the way, but they codify changes outlined in the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act, which was signed into law by Joe Biden in June of 2022, a little less than 2 years ago, and expanded which gun sellers were legally required to conduct background checks on buyers. Vice President Kamala Harris announced this yesterday. She said, every person in our nation has a right to live free from the horror of gun violence. I do believe that. She said, we know how to prevent these tragedies, and it's a false choice to say you're either in favor of the Second Amendment or you want to take everyone's guns away. And she's right about that, too. The rules require anyone who sells a firearm through mail order or flea markets, gun shows, or online to register for a license and conduct the necessary background checks. As I said, it's already been challenged by conservative groups in court. They want more bloodshed. You know, they're quite happy with all the bloodshed. They complain about it, right? Oh, look at all this crime. It must be Democrats. Oh, God. Officials say they expect the new rules to apply to about 23,000 gun dealers. That's mind-boggling. There are 23,000 gun dealers in America who are not doing background checks. I mean, there's only 50 states. There's not 1,000 counties in America. 22% of Americans have obtained their guns without a background check, which, you know, is like criminals and wife beaters and, you know, all the other people that should not be getting guns. Our geeky science for the day. Will we soon be able to see back to the beginning of time? And what's that going to look like? The James Webb Space Telescope, which was launched in December of 2021, in fact, it was launched on Christmas Day, is now in stationary orbit, or in final orbit, 93,000 miles above the Earth. And it's got a mirror that is three times the diameter of the Hubble Space Telescope, which had been launched back in 1990. And Hubble is still working today, too. But remember when Hubble went up and we first saw these galaxies and the nebula and all these just mind-blowing, amazing pictures? Well, what the James Webb telescope is doing is it's looking back in time. For example, the light that you see from the sun, you look outside and that sunlight that you see, that left the sun 8 minutes and 20 seconds ago. So you're looking back in time 8 minutes. Well, the James Webb telescope now can look back 13.5 billion years. The best estimates are that the universe is 13.6 billion years old. So we're almost looking at the very beginning of time. Now, the best guess is that the way the universe came into being was that, you know, there was a void, and then suddenly it was filled with kind of a fog. They describe it as a fog. And of just, you know, free particles of energy, essentially. And, you know, whether it's photons, I'm not enough of a physicist to explain exactly what it was, but there was not matter at that point. And that energy started slowing down and condensing into matter, and then the matter, the gravitational force of the matter started pulling that matter into lumps that became stars and planets, well, actually became stars. Planets came long after that. This is mostly hydrogen and very, very low on the periodic table elements, mostly hydrogen. And then as the stars burn, it's a fusion reaction, so that you're merging hydrogen atoms into each other and forming all the other elements. And then eventually, after billions of years, stars start exploding. They die and explode. And out of those explosions comes all the stuff that makes up our Earth. That's where the planets came from. Everything you see around you started out in the core of a star, including you and me. We are star stuff, to quote the old, I think it was Joni Mitchell song. And this is just amazing to me. It throws me into one of those being in awe moments. And the only reason that they can't see the Big Bang, the starting point of the universe, is that it wasn't producing light. It was just this giant fog, and it didn't start producing light until millions of years later. In fact, I've got the scientists believe the Big Bang occurred 13.8 billion years. I'm sorry, I said 13.6, but they think that. For the first 380,000 years after the Big Bang, there were no stars or galaxies. The universe was still a very dark place. The cosmic dark ages wouldn't end until a few hundred million years later, when the first stars and the galaxies made up of stars began to form. And like I said, there were no planets at that point. It's just incredible. I so love astronomy. Finally, fascism alert. The rich are getting second passports, third passports, fourth passports. Why? Well, some are doing it for taxes, but a lot of them are doing it because they're worried about the future of America. Now, I don't get this. If I was a billionaire and I was worried that, America might go down the tubes, that Donald Trump might, foster a civil war, I wouldn't be trying to get a passport in Monaco or Greece. I'd be trying to prevent a civil war in America. But apparently not these people. This from CNBC, wealthy U.S. families are increasingly applying for second citizenships and national residences as a way to hedge their risk, according to a leading law firm. These passport portfolios, collections of second or even third and fourth citizenships in case they need to flee their home country. Dominic Voltek, the group head of private clients at Henley & Partners, says the idea of diversification is well understood by wealthy individuals around what they invest. It makes no sense to have one country of residence and citizenship when I have the ability to actually diversify that aspect of my life as well. The top destinations for second passports are Portugal, Malta, Greece, and Italy. Actually, a friend of mine who's just a middle-class guy just moved to Portugal. In fact, we visited him last summer, and he's working on his Portuguese citizenship as a second citizenship. He fled Florida, actually. Portugal's Golden Visa program is especially popular since it provides a path to residency and citizenship with visa-free travel in Europe. So all you have to do is invest about $541,000 in Portugal. You can put it into a private equity fund. You can put it into an investment where you get a return. And boom, you can get a visa. And then, work on getting your your citizenship. Malta offers a golden visa for 300,000 euros. It'd be about $350,000. But you have to invest that in real estate. And he says that's become especially popular among Americans. He said with Malta, you become a European citizen with complete settlement rights across Europe. So you can live in Germany, your kids can go and study in France, and you have the right to live, work, and study throughout Europe. You know, what's the old saying? Nice work if you can get it. I still think, though, that our rich in America, the rich people in America, would be better served trying to fix some of the problems of America. Sadly, I mean, there are literally dozens and dozens of billionaires who are openly supportive of Trump and the GOP. And there's, I can think of two billionaires who are supportive of Democrats, and they don't have that much money, those 2 billionaires. So, what's up with you?
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
I will pick up your calls right after this break. Stay with us.
Broadcasting from the largest media studios in the world, South Main Street,
we are Oshkosh Air Support.
1100 AM, 98.3 FM, WISS.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Matt Nair on air.
So we're going to talk monarch butterflies and what we can do to help their habitat, because that's one of the biggest reasons why we're seeing our monarch population decrease. As Greg said, we know how much I loved winged thingies.
Winged thingies! That's the name of our band. Calvin, me, Jane, winged thingies.
The winged thingies.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
I always wanted to be taller. All I wanted to do all day is play basketball. And I remember this guy from the team came in, and he's having a bad day. And he looks at, we're just playing a pickup game, and he goes, hey, guys, can I get a dunk? Somebody throws him the ball. And he runs and powers it down. And I'm like, how cool after a bad day to be able to throw a dunk down. Like, you don't get the same satisfaction with launching an angry two-handed set shot, you know.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. There are so many dog food brands out there. It can be hard to cut through the noise and figure out which food really has the best nutrition and ingredients for your dog. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, because unlike many other brands, it's veterinarian formulated, so I know my dogs Blue and Chewy get the best. With ingredients like salmon, beef liver, sweet potatoes, blueberries, and spinach, superfoods that Dr. Marty used in his own practice to help dogs thrive. This is not one of those fresh dog foods that takes up fridge space and can expire quickly. No squeezing wet food out of a pouch. Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it contains the max amount of nutrients. It's shelf-stable, and it comes in bite-sized nuggets that are dry to the touch. It has the convenience of kibble, but the nutrition and ingredients of a wholesome homemade food. Dogs love the flavor. Save up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus get a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. drmartypets.com/THOM. 21 minutes past the hour, and picking up your calls here, Charles in Miami. Hey, Charles, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, Tom? Love your show, as usual.
Thank you.
I sort of can understand where Kenyatta's coming from, because I lived through that time, and to be honest with you, race relations have actually gotten so much better, and we've seen a lot more black mobility in society as well. So I, too, was, you know, one of the people that cheered for OJ. Mm-hmm. I don't think that he's guilty. I mean, I'll be honest with you, I was still hoping and wishing over the years, just like Central Park Five, that somebody would actually, you know, be caught for that. If I'm wrong, then I apologize to the family, but like, it was just a race day. To see Mark Furman, the detective, and know that he planted evidence, I've lived through so much stuff, living in Liberty City, coming up in the inner city all my life, you know. That's all I can say. But the reason why I called in, and another thing, Benjamin Netanyahu, I predict his downfall. He will go to prison, and it will be because of the hostage. The reason I'm calling in is because he struck a chord. I mean, I have a lot of things to say, but when he was, talking about this Republican, legislator is holding back all of this money for Ukraine aid, I can't help but think, why have we, and please, Tom, but why have we not seen the Mueller report? I've called you on this too many times.
Yeah, it's still redacted. What the hell's going on with Merrick Garland? Why is the Mueller report still redacted? I agree with you, Charles.
And then I did what you did. I did what you said. I called my representative, and I left a message of Frederica Wilson that we should support Ukraine to the utmost, and we should give them all the aid that they can get.
Yeah.
But I'm going to ask you, and this has been on my heart, and I need, and you, you know, just what you did, can you do it again? But can we get rid of that? Can we get Democrats in line and independents and anyone that's interested in having the people's voice returned to them by, getting enough Supreme Court justices to get rid of that Bilotti case? Then you can go for Citizens United, but that is the core of the corruption.
You're absolutely right. 1976.
With these judges, with the corruption that you see with Donald Trump getting away with everything he has in the law, the corruption you see with Marjorie Taylor Greene and everybody else, that may be receiving Russian money because they may have been compromised, like you said, when the Russians went through the GOP, and infiltrated their their computer system. So
yeah. No, I think they're on the take. I'm with you, Charles.
Can you please? But can you do that, Tom? Can you
make it? I cannot overturn Buckley, Bellotti, or.
But your influence, man. I've been listening to you since 2003. Every day I can. I know who you are, and I know what you can do. And this is something that if it's not for us, we got to do it for our children and the children behind them, because. They're going to be under the same.
You know, we almost did, Charles. You know, I get your point. We almost did in 2022. We had this piece of legislation called the For the People Act, and you know, it was combined with the John Lewis Civil Rights Act, or I forget the exact name of it, but a voting act, John Lewis Voting Act. Right. And those two pieces of legislation would have taken about 30% of Citizens United and thrown it in the toilet. And it would have been a huge step forward for American democracy and for transparency in our government. And every Democrat voted for it. It had 51 votes in the United States Senate with Kamala Harris. It should have passed, but the Republicans filibustered it, and Kirsten Sinema and Joe Manchin refused to go along with the Democrats in breaking that filibuster. We will have, if we can take the House and Senate, and if we can take the House, hold the Senate, and hold the White House this fall, we will have another opportunity to do that, and it needs to be one of the first orders of business right after the beginning of the new year. Charles, thank you so much. You're spot on. Mark in Portland. Hey, Mark, what's up?
Hey, Tom. So I know periodically you play that LBJ Eric Dirksen call about treason with Nixon. Yeah. It's exactly the same thing with Trump. Trump is a private citizen, and he's manipulating Congress for his own personal gains to get back in office. That's the same thing.
Yeah.
All you have to do is replace Vietnam with Ukraine. I mean, I don't know how much more clear it gets than that, but if you keep playing the LBJ Everett Dirksen phone call, I mean, hopefully maybe that'll come across and be like, this is Nixon and it's Trump.
Yeah. No, I think you're absolutely right. And this is Lyndon Johnson talking with the Republican leader of the United States Senate in 1968, Everett Dirksen, the grand old man. Pointing out to him that we know that Richard Nixon just blew up the Vietnam peace talks. And the consequence, of course, of that, of course, was that 24,000 more Americans died and 2 million more Vietnamese died. And here it is. Oh, actually, I'll have to play it on the other side of the break. I'm sorry, I wasn't watching the clock. But, Mark, thank you very much. And I will get to that on the other side of the break, and then we'll pick up your calls. Mark, thank you so much. We'll be right back. It's 27 minutes past the hour here on the Tom Hartman program. Helping you win the water cooler wars. I'll be right back with you.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman program. Call 202-808-9925.
Stay tuned. I'll be right back with you. We've got LBJ and then your calls on the other side of this break.
Your home for the Devils and the Mayor in the morning. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM, 98.3 FM, WISS.
Debt. It keeps you tossing and turning at night. You can't get away from it. But the truth is, the system is designed to trap you in debt. Insanely high interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. There's a new way out of the debt trap, Pivotal Debt Solutions. Pivotal Debt Solutions isn't like the old school debt relief companies that string your debt out for years. They have aggressive strategies that can end your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Pivotal Debt Solutions can cut or even eliminate interest. Find programs to write off your balances so you owe less. Stop those threatening phone calls and without bankruptcy and without a loan. Bottom line, they find every solution possible to end your debt permanently. Before you do anything, contact Pivotal Debt Solutions first. Talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can help you get out of debt. Visit zapmydebt.com. That's zapmydebt.com. Zapmydebt.com.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
From the home of the largest fly-in in the world, we are Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Surrendering to federal authorities in Los Angeles on Friday, Ipe Mizuhara, former interpreter for baseball superstar Shohei Ohtani. Mizuhara facing bank fraud charges, accused of stealing $16 million from Ohtani.
Mr. Mizuhara had access to that bank account, and he refused to give access to Mr. Ohtani's other professional advisors, including his agent, his accountant, and his financial advisor. And he told them that Mr. Ohtani wanted to keep that account private.
Authorities say Mizuhara used the money to pay gambling debts. Donald Trump's allies in Congress reduced the length of a reauthorized Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act from the usual 5 years to 2, House vote Friday. In Wisconsin's Dane County, a police chase ended with an armed standoff and 2 deaths. Alexander Grunke killed, as was a 13-year-old girl authorities say was his girlfriend. Investigators say police did not fire their guns. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Ann Walsh Bradley says she won't run for re-election next year. That'll mean an open seat when the ideological balance of the court goes back on the line. Bradley is 73 and was first elected to the court in 1995. Wisconsin is limiting pepper spray restraints and strip searches at youth prisons. Deputy Corrections Secretary Jared Hoy tells a state Senate committee that staff is now using better methods.
It's well documented that human beings are fundamentally more likely to change their behaviors when they make a choice to do so on their own rather than using persuasion tactics, force, coercion, or punishment.
It's part of a court settlement 6 years ago after a scathing review of the Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake schools. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
This weather update is brought to you by your boat club, Oshkosh's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer. When you're serious about fun, shop your boat club, located at 1232 North Sawyer Street.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Evan Goyke, candidate for the City of Milwaukee City Attorney's Office. Evan, you and I were texting yesterday because with every campaign that I've ever known someone that's running, there is always what I'm going to call the yard sign controversy.
It's true that yard signs don't vote.
Yes.
But there is deep psychological warfare right. Yard signs.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers continuing to look likely here in the overnight. Clouds and breezy northwest winds, looking at mid-40s by sunrise. Any early morning showers ending Friday. Skies turning mostly sunny, breezy with highs in the low to mid-50s. Currently 49 degrees.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting from the Civic Media Studios on South Main Street.
This is Oshkosh Air Support,
1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
from international trade policy to immigration policy to housing. We've got all kinds of topics. The wars between Republicans and Democrats, the Republican efforts to induce fascism in the United States. A great selection of opinions will be found over at HartmanReport.com. All righty, so back in 1968, this is, you know, in reference to the last caller here. Back in 1968, Lyndon Johnson was president. Hubert Humphrey was vice president. Hubert Humphrey was running for president in that election against Richard Nixon. Lyndon Johnson had spent the better part of late 1967 and all of 1968 trying to work out a peace deal with Vietnam. He wanted to do it for two reasons. One, he literally couldn't sleep. He had realized that, first of all, Robert McNamara had lied to him about the Gulf of Tonkin, and he had amplified that lie, and he didn't realize that for about 2 weeks afterwards, and then it was too late to back up. And then secondly, he realized that this war was absolutely unwinnable, and already 30,000 Americans had died. And it was just time to pull the plug on the whole thing. I mean, he literally couldn't sleep. And then the second reason was he knew that if he could end the war, that there was a very good chance that would help Hubert Humphrey, his vice president, win the election. Richard Nixon understood that calculus too. So Richard Nixon, through his through one of his campaign people, Anna Chenault, reached out to the South Vietnamese president, who was this insanely corrupt guy. We tend to hook up with people like that. And said, if you will hold back and refuse to go to Paris and sign this agreement that they had all worked out, it was going to be signed in September of 68. If you will just hold out until after the election, then the Nixon presidency will make you richer than you can imagine. It was treason. And when Lyndon Johnson found out about this because of an FBI wiretap on Anna Chenault down in, you know, I believe it was in New Mexico, he called up the leader of the Republicans in the United States Senate, Everett Dirksen, and said, Everett, you got to reach out to this guy. He's not paying attention to me. He's talking about Richard Nixon. This is a week before the election. And he's saying, you know, it's not even, if you listen to the whole conversation, I'm only going to play a short clip of it. Nixon says, this isn't even about whether Humphrey's going to win anymore. I mean, that ship has sailed. This is about whether another, you know, more thousands of Americans are going to die. And here's their conversation, or a little piece of their conversation.
Well, now, what do you think we ought to do about it?
Well, I better get in touch with my friend and tell him about it.
I think you better tell him that his people are saying to these folks that they oughtn't to go through with this meeting. Now, if they don't go through the meeting, it's not going to be me that's hurt. I think it's going to be whoever's elected, and it'd be my guess him.
Yeah.
And I think they're making a very serious mistake, and I don't want to say this.
Yeah.
And you're the only one I'm going to say it to.
Yeah.
That wasn't quite the clip I thought it was. This is the other one.
And I'm calling you only after talking to Rusk and Clifford and all of them who thought that somebody ought to be notified as to what's happening. Now, I can identify them because I know who's doing this. I don't want to identify it. I think it would shock America if a principal candidate was playing with a source like this on a matter this important.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that. But if they're going to put this kind of stuff out, they ought to know that that we know what they're doing. I know who they're talking to, and I know what they're saying.
And here's one more.
Here's the latest information we got. The agent says that they just talked to the boss in New Mexico.
Uh-huh.
And that he says that you must hold out. Just hold on until after the election. We know what Chu is saying to them out there.
Yeah.
We're pretty well informed on both ends. Now, I'm reading their hand, Everett. I don't want to get this in the campaign.
That's right.
And they oughtn't to be doing this. This is treason.
I know.
This is treason. I know. That's how Richard Nixon became president, by committing treason. And I'm telling you, that's what's going on right now in the U.S. House of Representatives with these people who are blocking aid to Ukraine. This is treason. All right, let's pick up your calls here. Butch in Donovan, Nebraska. Hey, Butch, what's up?
Tom, what would it take to make voting mandatory?
You can't do it because of the Constitution. There's already been a debate about this years ago. And voting is considered an aspect of free speech. And free speech has two dimensions to it. You have the right to speak. You also have the right to remain silent. I'm not talking in the Fifth Amendment context in criminal cases, but just in general. And so you can't do that. In Australia, they did it. They don't have, you know, the equivalent of our Bill of Rights. And so in Australia, if you don't vote, the first time you don't vote, I think it's a $25 fine. And the second time, it's a couple hundred dollars. And it goes up from there. And so they get something like 95% voting compliance. And that's true of many other countries. But we can't do that here.
Boy, that would sure help this country.
I think it would, too.
Everybody take responsibility.
I agree with you, Butch. I think it would, too, but it ain't going to happen. Butch, thanks a lot for the call. Keep thinking. That was a good one. James in Detroit, Michigan. Hey, James, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I've got a question for you. If you remember, I know you've lived in Michigan before. Back in the 70s, the UAW started a movement to quit paying taxes under the law that says, according to them, I haven't looked it up, that you can only be taxed with profitable income. You could only be taxed on profitable income.
You're talking corporations?
So that means anybody can only be taxed on profitable income. So when you go to work, it's an even exchange, your money and your production for your pay. And not only that, but they're profiting off your labor. So the business should be paying all of the taxes. If you can only, if the UAW tried it back in the 70s, they started a movement that quit paying their taxes. And government came in, they busted it up, they got the ringleaders and held them for tax evasion and all this and that.
Yeah, I don't think that was the UAW. That was a bunch of right-wingers. I remember when they did one of those busts, I was working at WITL, and a guy from a Fed, I don't know which agency he was with, my recollection is the FBI, and a state police officer came into the newsroom where I was working and said, you know, we're going to be arresting a bunch of tax protesters down the street here, and we'd rather you didn't announce it on the air because we don't want these guys to get oxygen. But it turned out that it was a bunch of John Birch Society guys. It wasn't the UAW.
I recalled it as UAW members, but what about...
Well, they might have been members.
Does the law... Do you believe the law says that you can only be taxed on profitable income?
No, it only says that about corporations. You and I are taxed on our actual income, and I support that. There's not enough corporations and enough corporate profit to pay for the rather extraordinary cost it takes to run a country this size. But
We need to get on these companies then that are paying no taxes.
Oh yeah, sure. I'm with you on that. American corporations made $3 trillion in profits last year. And some of the very largest corporations in America paid absolutely nothing. In fact, many of them got money back. The fossil fuel industry, other industries, they're just, you know, money pouring down on them. James, thanks for the call. Robbie in Jacksonville, Florida. Hey, Robbie, what's up?
Hey, Tom, what's going on, brother? I am unfortunately going to throw a grenade in your echo chamber here, man.
Okay.
I'm an independent thinker. I listen to both sides. I have friends on both sides of the aisle, and I hear him way out. I feel fairly reasonable. But, you know, listening to some of the other callers, I've been on hold for 30 minutes and being called all kinds of crazy names if you think one way or another. I think what's crazy is we're all getting played. Both left and right are taking money from foreign countries. They're taking money from special interest groups. I think the American people need to start putting their hatred aside and come together. And we need to start getting some transparency on these deals being done in closed doors.
Yeah,
and we need to start.
I'm with you, Robbie. I'm with you. You know, when the Supreme Court legalized political bribery, the first time they did it was in 1976, and they legalized billionaires giving money. They blew up the campaign limits that had been put in place in 73, 74, and or 74 and 75 and 76. And, you know, that was the beginning. And then 2 years later, in the Bilotti decision that was written by Lewis Powell, they said, oh, and corporations are people, and they can give unlimited or virtually unlimited amounts of money to politicians. And then, you know, Clarence Thomas was the deciding vote in the 2010 Citizens United, and that tripled down on it. And, yeah, you're right. There are Democrats who are on the take. virtually the entire Republican Party is on the take. It's become a religion with them. You know, you've got about 100 members of the Democratic legislators in Washington, D.C., who refuse to take corporate money or super PAC money. They're members of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. They're the exception rather than the rule. And I agree with you, Robbie. I'm spot on. Thank you. Lydia in Phoenix, Arizona. Hey, Lydia, what's up?
Hey, Tom, can you hear me okay?
Just fine.
Okay. I just had a suggestion for a bumper sticker.
Mm-hmm.
Vote the Russians out or vote Russia out.
There you go. Vote the Russians out.
I figure you and Ziggy might be able to play with that a little bit and get something really that would grab people.
Sounds like a plan, Lydia. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank
that,
you.
That was a really good one. I mean, you keep thinking about bumper stickers and on we go, right? Lydia, thank you so much. It's great to hear from you. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. In a few seconds, it'll be 45 minutes past the hour. It's the Tom Hartman Program, the place where smart people get their news. I'll be right back with your calls. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We'll be right back with your calls.
Your home for the Devils and the Mayor in the morning.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM, 98.3 FM, WISS.
There are so many dog food brands out there, it can be hard to cut through the noise and figure out which food really has the best nutrition and ingredients for your dog. And that's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, because unlike many other brands, it's veterinarian formulated. So I know that my dogs Blue and Chewy get the best, with ingredients like salmon, beef liver, sweet potatoes, blueberries, and spinach, which are superfoods Dr. Marty's used in his own practice to help dogs thrive. This is not one of those fresh dog foods that takes up fridge space and can expire quickly. There's no squeezing wet food out of a pouch. Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it contains the max amount of nutrients, it's shelf-stable, and it comes in bite-sized nuggets that are dry to the touch. It has the convenience of kibble, but the nutrition and ingredients of a wholesome dog food. Dogs love the flavor. Save up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Dogs' results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now, and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today, peter@civicmedia.us.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It could save a life or more. Do you know if the smoke alarm in your home works? Here's Rebecca Rockhill with the Northeast Wisconsin chapter of the American Red Cross.
What I want to make sure people remember is fires take 7 lives every day, and that could be cut in half if we just get those working smoke alarms in there.
A Sound the Alarm event on April 13th includes free smoke detector installation, education, and support with your family's emergency plan.
What you're talking about is a plan. It's the most important point. You hope you never need, but if you do, that plan will save your life.
Learn more at redcross.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Earl Ingram.
Let's talk a little bit about what public education did to move this nation forward and continues to do, even though it's under assault.
The one place where we get to live out and practice what it means to be a citizen in a democratic institution. The attacks on public education are really attacks on democracy.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Luke, I'm just going to say it again. The real problem here was that goofy in-season soccer tournament that they had. That threw everything
off.
That's
not... What are you talking about? That was December basketball. You just couldn't figure out the rules.
You're exactly right. There are goofy rules I couldn't figure out. I don't like them.
You would not do well with driving on the left-hand side of the road.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely
not. You would just start freaking out. Yeah.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. 10 minutes before the hour, welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Marilyn in Sun City, Arizona. Hey, Marilyn, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, always love your program. Just quickly, I kind of agree with a caller last week who talked, who said he was talking about Gaza, and I realized the issue there, but he said that this is an election year, and Biden has an incredibly difficult job balancing act of not kicking off any more than necessary the independents who, you know, might not see the Gaza situation as incredibly horrible as it is, and also doing the right thing. My question is, all these people, and I guess Mark was saying it's the younger people, but these voters that say we can't support Biden because of Gaza or don't want to, where are they going to go? Because I guarantee you Trump will support everything Netanyahu does. So what is their alternative?
Well, probably some of them, the low information voters, the people who really don't know, you know, much about politics, they're going to go to Bobby Kennedy. And that's the big risk. And this is, you know, this is why Kennedy just fired this woman who was one of his high up in his campaign, who last week said, you know, our Kennedy voters and the Trump voters are the same, and we've got to stop Joe Biden and you know, et cetera, et cetera. But that's my concern, is that that's where they're going to go. I'm just hopeful that President Biden can resolve this issue, you know, soon. I realize the, you know, 32,000 dead people are not going to be brought back to life. And
I get that, but boy, we just need to support him more than anything now.
I'm with you, Marilyn. I'm with you. Marilyn, thank you for the call and for a great question. Mike in Tecumseh, Michigan. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, Trump should be on TV in his trial, just like O.J. Simpson.
I agree. They don't televise trials in New York. They do in Georgia, but not New York. So we're not going to see what
actually
happens.
It should be. I mean,
it's
ridiculous. Why it's not? I mean, even the Scopes trial was on the radio.
Yeah.
Okay.
Call Kathy Hochul, you know, the governor of New York.
Okay.
I mean, you know, if the New York legislature acted, and if they acted soon enough, I'm guessing she would sign the legislation. But there would have to be a groundswell of you know, New Yorkers calling their state legislators, their state senators, and demanding that they change the law so that trials can be televised. Because this is not a federal trial. This is a state trial.
Yeah, and also the federal trial. Why the federal trial is under wraps?
Right. That's up to the United States Congress, and I'm with you on that too. I'm going to sneeze. Me. And absolutely, we should be doing something about that. I completely agree.
Bless you.
Thank you, Mike. I'll take all the blessings I can get. Good talking to you, Mike. Thank you. Yeah, you too. Susan in Seattle. Hey, Susan, what's on your mind today?
Yes, hi, Tom. I'm calling you with my concern because of your connection to Lansing, Michigan, and things about Advantage plans. Michigan State University is only offering retirees an Advantage plan.
Oh,
Humana
no.
Advantage plan. Oh, yes. And I have tried. My husband will be retiring soon. We've been there since 79.
Mm-hmm.
And we're promised good health care throughout our lives.
Yeah.
And I have tried so hard. I've called Governor, Representative, Senator, President of the University, and Human Resources. I'm just treated, I'm summarily just pushed off and told, sent to someone else. Or
does MSU have a union, Susan?
No, the faculty did not get a union. The staff has a union. When we first moved there, they voted, and of course my husband voted for a union, but I think they feel superior to being in a union. So we didn't get it.
With your
prominence, if there's anything you could do, and I'd be happy to help.
Yeah, I can't think of anything, Susan. Other than just raising hell. Which it sounds like you're doing.
I'm trying, but nobody listens. They argue that it's not an Advantage plan. You know, I called Medicare. They said, to make sure. Oh, it is definitely.
Yeah.
And this is the only plan offered. And when you get our age, because I'm going to just get my supplement privately. I'm not going to be on it. I know they're horrible. So anyway, I appreciate your listening, and I wish.
Yeah, I'm sorry I don't have an easy solution, Susan. In like with the Boeing workers, Boeing is trying to do this to its retirees too. But the Boeing workers have a union, and they're starting to push back seriously. But without a union, you really don't have a collective voice. And if you call the university, they're just going to laugh at you because they're getting paid by Humana to do this.
I know it. And so send me to Human Resources, and I know very much it's in their benefit to have a program. And
yeah, they're making
money
off it.
Tell me,
it used to be an expense to them, and now it's a profit center.
They tried to tell me I'm mistaken, that it's not really an Advantage plan. And I know it is because my husband retired briefly, and then they put us on it without our knowledge. And it took 4 months to get off of it.
Wow.
It was not transparent. I never knew what was covered.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Susan, I'm sorry we're out of time, but I wish you the very best. It's got to be a tough one. I can't imagine. Hey, thanks so much for being with us today. Really appreciate it. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Start talking to your friends and neighbors and coworkers. This election is going to determine the fate and future, not just of democracy in America, but perhaps whether or not there's going to be World War III. So tag, you're it. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Everything is expensive right now. Gas, food, you name it. You're spending more, you are making the same or less money. So, what do? You rack up credit card debt, that's what you do. It's not your fault, it's the economy. And guess what? If you rack up too much credit card debt like some of us, you can't pay your bills. Then the credit card companies, as nice as they are, start hounding you for money. Then you start your downward spiral. A smart thing for you to do is to call the Zero Debt. They can help you consolidate all your credit card bills into one affordable payment. Millions of people have done it. It works to make you debt-free. Make this free call right now. It costs you nothing to learn more.
800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
From the home of the largest fly-in in the world, we are Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
Friday on Nightlight, I'm joined by Emerson Lehman, Rob Thomas, and Terry Barr. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwava from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right. We can all get along.
I know,
along.
Exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like
it's only glass. Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support. WISS 1100 AM Berlin. W252 DR Oshkosh. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The U.S. is warning that an Iranian attack on Israel, retaliation for suspected Israeli airstrike in Syria that killed a top commander, may be imminent.
The Biden administration is bracing for a